This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJV Experience show, program, whatever you want to call it. All right, so we have Jennifer Horn here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all in the lineup. So, Victoria, let's get started with you and what you see as a burning item on the trending list at this point.
Well, an interesting item, I don't know about burning, but an interesting item is, as we know, with the election on Tuesday, lots of things have passed on referendums, and lots of information is kind of trickling out now. And one of the things that's interesting is Nevada has added itself to the list of states that will not levy a pink tax anymore on feminine hygiene products. Now, what that means is tampons and sanitary pads have had taxes on them in that state since 1955. Wow. And a lot of other states have often talked about this. They talk about the difference between sanitary pads and products for women being a luxury, or are they a necessity?
Woo.
Well, they're obviously not a luxury.
Wow.
So, talk to any woman.
Dark ages. It sounds like an episode of Game of Thrones from the Dark Ages, for God's sakes.
Yes. Right. So now the change to remove the tax on what they call the pink tax. So the pink tax will be removed from the state of Nevada. That was approved by a 56.9% of the voters during Tuesday's midterm elections. Nine states plus the District of Columbia exempt feminine hygiene products from sales tax. That's only, if you count, let's just say D.C. is a state, that's only 10 states that actually acknowledge that feminine hygiene products are not a luxury. That's kind of crazy. Five other states don't have general sales tax, so that gets lumped into that one. But over the last few years, the issue of exempting these products has really, it's gone on lots of different bills in different states, and people, women especially, say we shouldn't be paying extra tax on this. However, right, a lot of the states say that exempting those products from taxation will cause less revenue. Well, I say, too bad.
Exactly.
You know, like, too bad. Figure it out. You want
to
charge.
They spend too much money, waste too much money. You mean you can't find a way to save whatever money
right
is coming in through this? If you do your job, you would be able to save the money. Save a lot more than that. Just that. Do your job and shut
right
up.
And in Nevada, the opponents to this measure said that they were concerned that it would result in less revenue for local governments and school districts. So wait,
right,
so the taxes on tampons is supposed to fund, like, school books?
Yeah,
if that's how you're managing your state, then you do not deserve to have your job. That's ridiculous.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Yeah. All right, so that's that story. Alexia, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio on Amazon.
I don't think Alexia is going to do much for you, but maybe Alexa.
Alexa, that's right, too. All right. Yeah, Alexa. Hello, Alexa. Maybe I should start there. I'll try that again.
All of
Alexa.
Our listeners who have Alexas hate you right now.
Okay. Well, because I'm telling them to play
because
CRN1
every time you say Alexa,
radio,
she's listening, and then she starts freaking out, and yeah.
Right.
Probably not happy.
Well, hey, Google Play. Is it Google Play or just Google? What is
just,
hey,
Google.
Google,
it's just,
hey,
Google.
If you knew Google like I know Google. So let's talk about something that I do know something about. With all the discussion regarding that shootout in Thousand Oaks, there's a visit this site and tell me what you think. GunSafetyAlliance.com. They promote themselves as able to see and understand both sides and trying to find a middle ground, common sense gun laws and constitutional rights. This is the place they meet. So if you want to live in a safer America, visit GunSafetyAlliance.com. They're pro-Second Amendment. They work as a, this is from their website, a coalition of the willing doing our best to end gun terror in America. At some point, we really have to do something about gun terror. That's actually a good, I hadn't heard it described that way before, but that's what it is. It's gun terror. And
jeez,
so,
these are some scary statistics that they have on their website. A gun in the home is 19 times more likely to be used to harm you. The suicide rates in homes with guns is 5 times higher than those without guns. 44% of adolescent suicides occur using guns. 82% of adolescent suicides involves a family member's gun. That is a scary statistic.
93 Americans in the Stat Department at the same place will die from gun violence today. 651 Americans will die from gun violence this week. 2,600 Americans will die from gun violence this month. 33,000 Americans will die from gun violence this year. Things that we don't report the individual. You don't think about it. Maybe you see in your local newspaper when these things happen. But there, unless it's a mass shooting like took place in Thousand Oaks or in Las Vegas or wherever the most recent one was last week, the week before that, there are thousands of people dying. And that's not to say, this group does not advocate changing the Second Amendment.
Right.
And I think the things that they, excuse me, are talking about are things we can agree on. Universal background checks and responsible gun safety legislation. Gun safety in the home to end family fire. That stat that you just gave us, I didn't know that. Anybody else? Huh?
I didn't know that. Nope.
Yeah.
That's
and so,
terrifying.
Do we think about, the election's over, but did we think about, as we supported candidates, did we think about candidates who were for sensible gun policy? Was it even a conversation where reporters from the news media asking the question?
Well, I at least thought about it, and I was talking to Victoria about, you know, I took an exit poll afterwards, and one of the questions that they asked was, what are you most scared of? And one of the options was mass shootings. And that is honestly one of the things I am most terrified of for myself, my friends, my family. But one of the, we voted for Senate, and I didn't vote for Republican or Democrat. I voted for the independent candidate who one of his biggest platforms was that he had spoken to gun rights advocates and people who were trying, you know, gun safety advocates. And he was trying to work with both of them to do the same thing that this group is doing, where you can be a fan of the Second Amendment and you can want to protect it and you can also want to end gun violence. And obviously, you know, I was pretty sure he wasn't going to win because he was an independent candidate in Maryland and it's a mostly Democratic state, which I'm happy about. But it's just, you know, it's frustrating because we need people in office who are willing to look at both sides. And I think, honestly, most normal human beings want to look at both sides. I don't know many Democrats who want to completely ban guns.
Right.
And I don't know many Republicans who don't want background checks. So it's just,
The NRA is the problem. They're in the middle, and they're using their voice, and it's so much louder than everyone else's. And
that's
the problem.
Yeah, what I was going to say is I think we've all been fed a lie from big government saying that, you know, there's no possible solution, and I think that there is, and we just need to get people in office who are willing to look at that solution.
Well, if you look at this website, and this is what I'm I don't want to make this a cause celeb, but I do find it interesting. This group meets, they have a team that meets every morning to discuss specific actions that can be taken to further the mission, empowering leaders to end this gun terrorism. It's more than gun violence, it's terrorism. And so it's another place, it's something else that you may or may not have known about. I pass it along because I think that it's worthy of consideration and support. And I find it interesting to look at the companies who are supporting this outfit. They're getting their support from most all of the rental companies, interesting, Enterprise, Hertz, Avis, Budget, they have joined the movement. The students down at that high school, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School down in Florida, they are on it. Lyft supports it. Gucci supports it. There are Walmarts on, L.L. Bean, Delta, Dick's Sporting Goods. A lot of companies have become part of this, and I think that's an expression of people who want to just see address the issue, and let's see if we can't do something to fix it. 16 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site with 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own. It's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
You're hurt in battle and they send you home, but the battle doesn't end there. Even the small things. Getting outside, spending time with my wife and kids can be tough. But I'm lucky just to be here. I came so close to losing those things forever, so I don't take any of them for granted. Now, they're the moments I look for.
Be a hero for a hero. Donate now at independencefund.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I just have a postscript to what we were talking about. I think that because it's so polarizing, these conversations, I remember how when Nancy Reagan, remember Just Say No to Drugs? Remember that? There are people who have proposed that when it comes to gun violence. Just say no. No.
Doesn't do anything.
Think about what makes people want to use a gun. Anger? Jealousy, resentment, envy, hate. These are all human emotions, and they are the motivator for these actions. So how much can you do on your own? If you know you're really angry about something, or you're jealous about something in your life, or you resent somebody.
Or you're enraged.
Yeah.
If you think about it, all of those emotions that would make someone want to pick up a gun, you wouldn't want anyone in a state of dealing with any of those emotions to make any decision, let alone have a weapon.
Yeah, right. And I wonder how many people, when you bring this to some buddy who does have a problem with this, and they maybe think to themselves, people, unless you're totally devoid of consciousness, when you understand that you have destructive emotions, because most people, when they really, if they really are in touch with themselves at all, recognize that they have something about them that's destructive, and then trying to work through them. I think the best therapy comes from people and in sessions where you take the better part of you and bring it to the surface. It's easier said than done sometimes, but you certainly are healthier without these emotions, even if you have to deal with them one at a time. And so I think if so many people are so observant about others, make comments and judgments about other people, what about you? What do you know about you that you don't like? And what do you do to fix it? That may be the best and simplest question here. 21 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies man. And you love your loving.
Pardon me for wanting to listen to the song.
You love your freedom.
It sounds so fresh to me, even though it was decades ago that Joni Mitchell had a hit with Help Me. Remember Both Sides Now, any number of songs. And she had her 75th birthday this week. And so a lot of people who are superstars in the music world took to the stage this week at the L.A. Music Center to celebrate Joni Mitchell's 75th birthday. Over the course of 2.5 hours each night, there are a number of musicians, Graham Nash, James Taylor, and then there were some fresher, newer talents, Brandi Carlile, Norah Jones was there, all of them taking turns paying tribute to Joni Mitchell. Singing her songs in their own way. Joni Mitchell did not go up on stage. She has had a problem. She had a number of health problems over her life. She had cancer earlier on. She had a brain aneurysm a couple of years ago. So she hasn't gone out in public very much. But she was seen embracing James Taylor at a Hollywood Bowl show in June. She was part of that group, if you will. She was a wild Indian, man. Yeah,
she was. They did, right?
She was a wild Indian when she was on top of things. She was on all kinds of drugs and stuff. But she really had a way. This cracks us up a little, Carol. We have Both Sides Now. Takes my breath away to listen to that. I guess it's just because I identify with it and things going on in my life. Some of the people singing and paying tribute, Chaka Khan, Diana Krall, Kris Kristofferson, Emmylou Harris, Rufus Wainwright, Seal, Los Lobos, They were all there singing. Cecile, who had earlier joined Rufus on stage, Rufus Wainwright, backing vocals, is Chaka Chaka. That's what I like about these things. They all are up on stage and they all play different roles. Backup singers, you know, they all sang for each other as backup singers. It was, I'm betting, did they get this on? This has got to be a TV special, I would have thought.
It certainly seems like it has the makings of it with talent, and it would be incredible to watch.
Yeah. At the end of one of the evenings, James Taylor, who had been in a televised special tribute to Joni Mitchell back in April of 2000, perched on a stool and strummed on his acoustic guitar for Woodstock and River. He played... I think Joni Mitchell had the first release in 1970, Ladies of the Canyon, for those of you who remember that. But she's a fabulous talent. It's too bad she's just in such a failing state of health. Part of it is her own doing, the way she lived, but she's still, you can't take away from her talent, man. She had it. All right, what else do we have in terms of music? Speaking of talent, Missy Elliott, one of the biggest voices in rap and also a songwriter and producer, crafted songs for Beyonce and Whitney Houston, one of the nominees for the 2019 Songwriters Hall of Fame. First female rapper nominated for the prize. Could also become the third rapper to enter the organization. Jay-Z's in it. Jermaine Dupri is in it. Songwriters Hall published a list of nominees. Joining Ms. Elliott is Mariah Carey, Chrissy Hynde, Vince Gill, Mike Love, Jimmy Cliff. Interesting combination. Jeff Lynne, Cat Stevens, John Prine, Lloyd Price, Tommy James.
It doesn't seem like they all belong together.
No, it doesn't. And the Eurythmics, Annie Lennox,
like it,
and Dave Stewart. Yeah, they're eligible for induction after writing hit songs for at least 20 years. Six songwriters, songwriting groups will be officially inducted at the 50th annual induction and gala on the...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at a bar in Southern California leaves 13 people dead, including the gunman and also a veteran deputy. It happened at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, about 40 minutes from downtown Los Angeles, at about 11:30 p.m. local time. This sheriff's department spokesman says,
It's a horrific scene in there. There is blood everywhere, and the suspect is part of that.
The gunman also throwing smoke bombs into the club before he started shooting. This young woman who witnessed it says,
I was like, I need to get shelter. I need to make it out of here. I need to do something.
Calling the timing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions' resignation yesterday suspect, Democratic leaders are warning the White House that any bid to get rid of the special counsel Robert Mueller would prompt a constitutional crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 34 at the hour now on what some say is an invigorating, insightful romp into the world of what's going on, because we blend here on the DJV program the facts with opinion, some clarification. When the ladies make mistakes, I am here to help you all understand how to...
So magnanimous.
That's a great lady. Yes, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the Dougster. All right, seems to be Jennifer's turn to bring us around to understanding an important story of the day. Jen?
Well, you know, I'd like to come up with something good for you, but, you know, let's just stick with the theme of death and destruction.
Thank you very much.
Lovely.
All right, there's a new report out in the Telegraph today that suicides across the planet spike on what day of the week, guys?
Wednesday.
No.
Monday?
Victoria?
Yes.
Monday?
Ding, 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 ding.
Whoa.
Really?
There's a new Japanese study that's found suicide rates among middle-aged male office workers peak on Monday morning. This is the first of its kind to explore suicide rates based on timing. And according to the Japanese, actually, and again, this is reported in an English publication and has ramifications. It's for the whole world. But according to this Japanese survey, they went into this field because there are a lot of suicides in Japanese or in Japan. The country has struggled with the world's highest suicide rate, and I guess that they think it's because of overworking. It explored 870,000 suicides between 1974 and 2014 and found that the day and the time that people choose to take their lives fluctuated depending on their gender, their age, and their economic climate. The study revealed that men aged 40 to 65, those middle-aged men who are in the middle class, tend to pick Monday as the day of the week for the most common day to commit suicide. Isn't that kind of interesting?
Right.
And not to be culturally insensitive, but didn't the Japanese sort of, like, invent suicide?
Harry Carey, stick that knife in your gut and pull it and rip it around.
Right? That's the ritual disembowelment of suicide. Right. Yeah, right. Well, that is nuts, though.
Thanks for bringing that up, Victoria. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah. They're the champions when it comes to knocking yourself off. They decapitate themselves, do Harry Carey. All kinds of great stuff. Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. That was a wonderful
way. That was
so
uplifting.
That was really great. All right.
It's not Monday now. Thanks, Jen.
The team of Saudi investigators who were sent to help Turkey investigate the murder of Jamal Khashoggi actually worked to remove evidence of the killing. According to senior Turkish officials, there's a report that an 11-member team of Saudi investigators went to Turkey after Khashoggi was killed. Included experts on chemicals and toxicology who attempted to eliminate the evidence. Top officials back up the report, saying the government believes two members of the team came to Turkey for the sole purpose. What a bunch of lying son of a bitches these... what else do you... How else...
Keep it together.
Okay. It so disturbs me that we are so under the influence of these people. They are horrible, horrible, horrible people. They were responsible for September 19th. September 11th. September 19th.
What happened on the 19th? What'd they do then?
You see how I get so worked up about this stuff. All right, let's not get worked up about it. There are a couple of... I've found this interesting, and I'm not sure why. Maybe you can help me with it. Sarah Palin says she's been... If you saw this around in ladies... I don't usually follow some of this stuff in the women's magazines, but I saw this and I sort of went back to it. Bristol Palin is now 28 years old, and she says she's been stalked for the 10 years since her mother ran for president.
Like
stalker's not identified. A stalker. Apparently, these Palins have had many stalkers in the past. Her mother has. She has. I've long given up. For a while, I tried to figure her out because she seemed to have it together and then she seemed not to have it together. And I wondered, and I think out loud here on this program, wondered what kind of a mother she had. They would all, you know, she had a baby when she was a teenager. Didn't she get married? She was married a couple of times. Do I remember that as part of the whole story?
Yes, I think you're right. Isn't she on an MTV show now?
Teen pregnancies or something?
Yeah, I think so. Can we go off on a little toot here?
Yeah, please.
MTV now has like three shows that glorify the teen pregnancy thing. Look, I know it happens, and I'm empathetic when it does, but the fact that it almost seems like it's been glamorized by MTV, this is not an easy way forward, girls. This is not the easiest thing to happen in your life.
The thing that, so this new show is Teen Mom OG. That's the one that Bristol Palin is on.
Right. But the weird thing to me is, look, if they were going on the show and then it was helping them to a better life, but all of them seem to, we see all of these, like...
They're all a mess.
They're bottom dwellers.
Yeah, there are all these arrests of them, or they're all involved in domestic abuse things, or someone goes to jail. Like, it's not helping them. They're all still living terrible lives, and now their kids are just on TV and have to witness it and can go back and rewatch it later. I just... I want to go back to when there were actual music videos on MTV. Let's do that.
Yeah, what good is MTV? What's the need? Well, anyway, is there a need for a music video channel? And is that the answer?
Not.
No. Is that
not
why
anymore.
They do? Also,
that's
why
they're doing original programming? But I, and, you know, I admit some of it I love and watch. I still watch The Challenge. I still watch The Real World when it's on. I love Catfish. I love Jersey Shore. I watch all that stuff. I admit it.
Catfish? What's Catfish about?
it's a great show. It's about people who try to catfish other people online. And catfishing means, do I need to do this? Catfishing means, like, you pretend to be someone else online. Like, you might pretend you look a different way. Maybe you
wait
say
a
you're a man, but you're a woman.
Hold on,
to try
just
to
a second. Wait a minute.
That dismissive
yes from Victoria was aimed at me.
Of course it is, because you don't know what catfishing is.
No, I don't know what catfishing
right.
is.
You think it's like an ugly fish with whiskers, and it's not.
They are ugly fish, and they don't taste good either if they're farmed.
They're gross.
They are gross.
They freak me
okay.
out.
Okay.
So, but the show is a good show.
Okay, good. Cut that. Facebook has apologized for banning a pro-life advertisement by the Susan B. Anthony list, saying it should never have disapproved of this spot. The ad does not violate Facebook's policy and should never have been disapproved. We're sorry for the mistake. Ad has been restored and is now running on Facebook. Anybody seen this?
Mm-mm.
It was an endorsement for
I'm so over Facebook.
A Senate candidate. Well, I'm beginning to wonder about that myself. You've sent me over to Instagram, and
where I spend all my time.
Yeah. Can you do the same things though? Do you have followers and stuff like that over at Instagram? And
no, you just sit there by yourself and you post pictures.
We'll tell Doug that's how to do it. Yeah. See, Jen is so much more diabolical than I am. You think
yeah,
that I make snarky
with
comments?
A smile. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
so
snarky. She smiles and laughs.
I just deliver
about
it with an angel's with an angel halo on my head.
All right, here's a report out this week about policing. Do you realize only one-third, think about this, one-third of a police officer's time, normally a police officer's shift is, around here it's 9 hours. So one-third, 3 hours a day is actually spent enforcing the law. Most of the work of policing these days involves peacekeeping, maintenance of orders and records, and problem solving.
Right.
How about that?
Problem solving is probably every single jackhole who calls the cops when they see a little girl walking her dog or
in the wrong neighborhood. What's that girl doing in my neighborhood?
Yeah, exactly. Or kids have a lemonade stand and they don't have a permit. It's unbelievable the resources we're wasting with the police.
Well, this will make
fault.
This will even send you over the top.
Citizens.
Law enforcement agents are so busy doing other things, they only solve 21% of all legitimate crimes. So if now you want to be a criminal, this is the time to do it, because you'll probably get away with it. That's because the police are so busy doing... Yeah, right.
The secret,
those of you who are would-be crooks, now's your time. Go get it. You only have a 21% chance of being caught.
Yeah.
What did you start to say, Jennifer?
In big cities. I know this is not just a Los Angeles thing. If you have something stolen out of your car, if you have someone that even breaks into your house, forget about it. They're going to come, but it won't be quick, and they're going to be able to take some fingerprints, and then nothing will happen. These kinds of crimes are just going unprosecuted and really uninvestigated, at least in Los Angeles, where I live, because there's so many other things. I was reminded on my Facebook, you know, Facebook says 3 years ago today, XYZ happened.
Right.
So yesterday, no, maybe it was Election Day. I don't know. It was a few days ago.
Sometime in the recent past.
You know, least in my recent memory. I haven't forgotten it yet. Facebook reminded me that it had been 3 years since I had a homeless person who tried to live in my yard. I came home, and there was a woman on my patio. I told her to leave. She wouldn't leave. I called the cops. They didn't come. Finally, thankfully, my dad lives nearby. I called him. He helped me get her out of here. And then she came back the next day and tried to live on the patio again. Finally, the police came. They had arrested this woman 150 times. That was 3 years ago. I still see her walking around. So I can only imagine what happens with her. But when they're caught up doing this stuff, how can they do any of the big
stuff?
And
think about this as an additional way of dealing with what we're paying for and not getting. There are 18,000 separate law enforcement agencies, city police, town police, state police, the sheriff's department. But altogether in this country, there are 18,000 separate law enforcement agencies. And the biggest problem they all have, according to this survey, is they operate independent of each other and don't communicate. The FBI doesn't talk to the CIA. The state police don't talk to the sheriff's office. They don't talk. So what are we spending this money on? Where is, again, the leadership have put this stuff together? How much more crime could we solve if these people would get out of their butts? That's pretty shocking stuff. 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
Insight Daily Radio. Legal Action is a brand new contemporary Western-style legal thriller starring veteran actors Eric Close and Nick Searcy. In Legal Action, Close plays successful big city lawyer Casey McKay, who receives a mysterious text from his ex-wife, Prue, about her brother, who stands accused of murdering a district attorney. Casey takes the case, but soon discovers this will be no ordinary legal defense. Teaming up with eccentric ex-Marine turned motel owner and PI ex-Clemens, he discovers a web of conspiracy that puts him face to face with the town's most greedy and corrupt land developer. As Casey begins to unravel the truth, he finds himself fighting for his former brother-in-law's life as well as his own. We spoke with Eric Close and Nick Searcy about their roles, characters, and the new movie.
I see X as a kind of guy who's done a lot of things in his life that he maybe regrets, and so he tries now, he's sort of on a mission to try to do as much good as he can to try to offset the things that he's done in the past. And I think there's just a synchronicity in, like, Casey and X kind of wind up with the same goal. We got to stop this guy from, you know, building this dog track. He's seen what the sort of addiction to gambling can do to people. So I think the fact that, you know, we meet each other, we like each other, and we just happen to have a common goal that we both want to get behind.
That's actors Eric Close and Nick Searcy on their new movie, Legal Action. Legal Action premieres on INSP on Saturday, November 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern. There's more at INSP.com and LegalActionMovie.com. Insight Daily Radio.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. Something very interesting is developing in Silicon Valley, where parents are upset about the impact screens are having on their children. And there is a big movement in the educational circles there at the demand of parents. Remember, Silicon Valley is where all this stuff started, to remove screens from children and have them go back to playing with toys and actually learning about human interaction. So I wonder if this will become a trend, as Silicon Valley is where all of our dependence on screens and devices and stuff, they see what's happening, and the parents are changing the lifestyle of their children away from the screens and the devices. I thought that was pretty impactful. 10 before the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
interested in good health and medical, good solid health and medical information. We have Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us with regularity to help you figure out what to do or maybe to bring you up to date on things that you may not have heard much about. So let's get started. Well, let's talk about here the things that make us sick. We talk a lot about treatment. How do we fix this problem? Well, this is what causes the problem, at least a couple of things that cause problems that you may have to go see the doctor about. Shower heads and what's in them. Who even thinks about this stuff, Ken?
Yes, and there's a lot to be said about regularity. So let's talk about shower heads. This is a publication in the medical journal, MBio, this week, Doug. So you think that stepping into your shower will wash away dirt and germs, but this new study shows your shower head might instead dump germs and nasty bacteria on you that may cause lung infections. The news this week is that germs called mycobacteria, they're found in abundance in shower heads. So in the bathroom, you clean the toilet and the sink. You want to add cleaning your shower head every week or two with a disinfectant that contains ammonia to be sure you kill all the germs nesting there.
My colleague Victoria Keelan has a bad lung thing. She's listening right now to this. I wonder if ever we thought about it. Who would have thought? You think the water that you use to wash yourself off. All right, so you wash yourself off with water, the water is going to be clean. So what's getting caught in the shower head, and where is it coming from?
It's the dampness.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. And that, and when you get that sort of thing, your lung is damp by design, right? So the stuff grows in there. Okay, it does. That makes sense. But maybe, are there other infections that could come as a result of the bacteria? What do we know about the bacteria? Bacteria, by the way, when the human population destroys itself on the planet, supposedly bacteria will take over,
well,
and they will run and control the earth.
The organism that has been cultured out of the shower heads is something called mycobacteria. And this is a bug that's usually well tolerated by most of us until we get our immune systems run down, or we ourselves get run down, or we have any chronic infection, chronic disease. So this is well tolerated by most, but not all.
Yeah. All right. Now, in the same department, the folks at Duncan Hines. Who remembers Duncan Hines, those cake mixes that we
absolutely
all loved as kids? What's going on with them?
Dessert lovers, you should be on the lookout for at least 4 Duncan Hines cake mix flavors, as Doug was suggesting, which, according to the FDA, were voluntarily recalled due to salmonella concerns. Roughly 2.4 million boxes of the 4 flavors, Duncan Hines Classic White, Classic Butter Golden, Signature Confetti, and Classic Yellow Cake, are being recalled. People can recover within a matter of hours or days from salmonella. However, young children, older adults, and those with weakened immune systems are most at risk.
All right, and the big problem here that nobody wants to talk about is that Duncan Hines, which used to be a family company, was bought out by one of the huge big agri corporations called ConAgra. ConAgra had bought all kinds of, they've got so many different brands, and it's like any other big business, too big to control or oversee. So here's a perfect example, Ken, of a great family company being absorbed by a big, bad business. I got no use for ConAgra or ADM or any of these other big companies because of what I know they do to farmers and to farming. But this is just, you know, this is just another example of what happens when companies are so big that they don't watch what's going on. That's really what the bottom line is here. All right, let's get to the bottom line of your health and well-being with a product from Texas Superfood called Texas Superfood Complete Organic. It's hard. Ken will tell you whenever we are talking about what to do in a healthy lifestyle, the kind of diet and how much you're supposed to eat veggies and proteins and that sort of thing. Most all people agree that we don't, any of us, get enough when it comes to fruits and vegetables. So here comes Texas Superfood with a complete organic line that has in each capsule 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. Better than the things that aren't from organic, because, you know, they've got the stuff on them. They have the things that herbicides, pesticides, get on that fruit and vegetables, and so it gets into the powder and into the capsule. Not so here. Texas Superfood Complete Organic has none of that because it's all naturally grown fruit and vegetables. Get it now by going to texassuperfood.com/Doug. That's texassuperfood.com/Doug. Get your Texas Superfood Complete Organic and their probiotics all at the same time. 55, whoops, wait a minute.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.